Some said, Wolfman Jack, my friend, I have saved you a box seat right here.
This one happens to be soaking wet. No, it isn't either. I thought it was a Santa Claus joke. How are you?
Well, I certainly feeling good. If you got about a half an hour, I'll tell you exactly how good I'm feeling.
Oh, no, not on this show. You can't. You know, I have watched you on the Midnight Special since I was a little boy. Come on now. Wait a minute. What is all? Is that fun?
Huh?
Are you a natural born ham or what?
No, it's just always silly, Dick. You know that. I remember. You know, it's been 10 years. I've known this gentleman for 10 years, and I finally got on the Dick Clark Show. I'm just so excited to be here, friends. You just can't understand how excited I am to be here.
I mean, well, let me hear a little howl, huh? A little Wolfman. Have mercy, baby. You know, I've tried to talk like you talk for 100 years. Did that come naturally, or did you just gargle with razor blades, or what?
Well, I tell you, it was when my mama stopped dressing me in little girls' clothes that my voice really changed. But now I just sleep with my beard in my mouth.
You are a strange person, Jack. How are you going to spend Christmas?
Well, I'm going to spend it with my family. You know, I've been with Wolf Woman now 15 years, friends.
Wolf Woman
for 15 years, and we're gonna bring in the Yuletide season the way it's supposed to be brought in. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I don't believe you. You're just crazy.
Oh, I got the Christmas spirit.
You do?
I really do.
Can you see him walking into a party? I want you to meet Mrs. Wolf. What is it? Wolf Woman?
Oh, but Wolf Woman's very pretty, though. You know, I've been trying to get her in magazines and stuff like that so she'd show herself off, but she ain't ready for that yet.
Oh, not ready? Yeah, are you ready for my audience here? Because they're going to interrogate you.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the interrogation? Who's got the first number one type question over here? Where? Raise your hand. Who's got number one? Number one's up here in the back.
Raise two hands if you can lend me $11.35, will you please?
What is the question, sir? Holler.
Do you miss the American Graffiti days?
You miss the American Graffiti days. You miss those old days?
That's a good question. You know, I don't think they've really changed. I think just the names and the faces have changed, right?
You know what I say? Old rock and rollers, old greasers never die. Just changed the hairdos.
That's right. All.
Who's got the next one here? Over here. Yeah, lady with gloves on.
How did you get the name Wolfman?
How did you get that name?
Well, I tried Birdman Irving, and it just didn't fit my
fly.
Style, no. And then I tried Goatman Bernie, and that didn't work too good either. And then I looked one day, I remember I was looking through the New York telephone directory, and I noticed there was no name in there called Wolfman Jack, so that's the name I decided to use.
I don't believe a word of it. I remember the first night I ever heard this man howling on the air, and I said, what is that, man? I'm off in the middle of the desert, and you're coming through 50,000 clear. How many stations are you on now?
Oh, it's almost as many as you. I think it's just...
No, this man, he's on thousands of radio stations. Armed forces heard all over the world. Oh, we got another question over here. Yes, the lady in the front row. Perla.
Do you believe in Clearasil?
You believe in Clearasil. Now, they're one of our stellar sponsors, too.
That I had my whole bad body dipped in lukewarm Clearasil. Before I came out here, I was feeling so good. Now, I ain't had no blemishes in a long time, but I seem to be walking just a little funny, if you can see.
Will you get over here? You're going to lose us both the account at this rate. Who's the next one? Disco Kid here.
If you weren't on the screen or on the radio...
If you weren't on the screen or the radio, what would you be doing?
Well, I think I'd either rather be a plumber or the President of the United States. I ain't decided which one I like the best.
You have qualifications for both. You remember, Gabe Kaplan was here, and I said, who's your favorite comedian? He said, Gerald Ford.